Enough.
Good. If you know that there's a yid in Alice Springs is ready to put on film, you've got to hop on the plane and go and get him to put on film.
Exactly. Nunan Bey, the top of the page. Beit Shammai Yomrim, Beit Shammai says, not only thick honey, but af hamikveh, even a porridge, shall grisin from these beans that are divided in half, or shall pull whole bean, because it's a thick broth. If Neshi said, let achireh, when you pull the cup back, by a liquid, when you pull the cup back, anything that left the cup falls down. By these beans, when you pull the cup back, some of the beans will come back into the cup, which means that they're stringy. It's a little bit of a stringy. It's enough to make it a contact between the pitcher above and the bowl below, and metame. What about lentils or other things? And it's sliding down, and there became tame at the bottom. Do we say this food is even thicker than the mikvah shagrisin? And therefore, Chama made this matame or not? So what's going to be the shy? Something like this. If the main word is strings, there's no strings by this food. As soon as I left the cup, it falls down. But if the main word, because it's so thick, that's like one big food, then over here also it's very thick. Yesh nitzig loichin is loichin me. I mean, do we say, no, Gemara spells out. Do we say, Mishum, the ease behuriri, there strings. That's the whole word by honey, because there's strings. By honey, let's bring this food, has no strings. As soon as you pull the cup, it falls right down. So therefore, there's no connection. I do Mishum, the smichin, because it's thick. But hacha ha smichin, over here, it's thick. Either word, because it's thick, and over here, it's still food and it's thick, so therefore Chama will be made. Amar Ozarova Toshma Kamnei. It says in the Braisa, Chelev Hames, the fats of a mace, Shehu Sholim, the fats of a mace that is complete, intact. There's a kazayis over there of fats. And then what you did was, Vihiticha, you melted it down in a frying pan, so even though in the frying pan it separates, falls apart, Tomei, since it started out of kazayis, it's Tomei. What about how you mefudel the chatchila? That kazayis and the maize was already scattered all over. It was never kazayis. But vihiticha, you melted it and then it joined together. Toy is toy. Why? Since the chatchila it was mefudel, so therefore it lost its kazayis and therefore it remains toy. Are you reattach it afterwards? It doesn't matter. Now the isal kata igin, tell me ein nitzik loichlin. If you tell me there's no nitzik ba'ichlin, then even shalom, even in the first case when it was a whole kazayis, but once you melted it, it fell apart. The tichin nami shel toy should also be toy, because even though it started out of kazayis, but now that you melted it, it all spread out. Why is it still metame? Obviously, that has nothing to do with nitzik. You know why it's still metame? Because it never spread apart. What do you mean it spread apart? L'cheder, when you melt it, it spread apart. So Gemara explains. Amen abzeda, no, I really, I'll tell you, there's no nitzik by Uchlin, but you know why the fats of it, when it melted, it still remains asid. Because I and my breda, Ravina, Tagina, we both learn, you know what it's talking about here. You never poured it from one keli to another, but keep going to Bahadi de Mirtikle. You had the fats on one side of the frying pan, and you heated up the other side of the frying pan. Solik amud de neider le pumid de mana. You put the fire on the other side of the frying pan. The korash. These kuliyav dadi. So what happened was that the fire was never underneath the fats that had spread all over. The fire's on one side, the fats on the other side, so it melted, but it stayed in one area, and then it solidified. It never spread apart. It always remained a kazayis. But had it spread apart, you need the laws of nitzik. Maybe there's no nitzik ba'echon. No raya. L'choyr omle rabin l'rabashi, toshma b'shamim, im afa mikro g'lisim b'shamim, it says that even mikro g'lisim, shapul, nechen salach rey, and that what? That there is, by this parish, there is nitzik. Because when you pull it back, so the chachamim will agree. The only thing chachamim will argue, maybe the strings are that oil, or that honey, thicker strings or something else. But since everybody agrees that the vart is because it's stringy, so normal food is not stringy. There's no nitzuk. Says Gemara, midi idiot. What are you comparing? This is what Bishamay says his svara. We don't know what the chacham's svara is. Hasam b'shem d'smich n'shavridi. Maybe the chacham hold that the vart. Bishamay said the vart is stringy, but the chacham maybe hold because the vart is food. And if it's food, and even regular food, lentils. Maybe also this nitzik, the pot in the bottom became tummy, you're pouring from pot on top, maybe became tummy as well. We don't resolve it. Then the Mishnah continue. Another example of tummy is a mole tarvut, a full amount of tarvut of this decomposed, of this dust, this corpse dust, roka, you know, they rotted away. If you have a full amount and you touch it, you become tummy. What's a full amount? Full amount of what? A spoonful or what? So the Gemara v'kama shiura chizki amchiz and mole pieces yada. The chizki says the distance between your wrist and where your fingers begin. And a biyechin amam malei chafna, a fistful. fishbowl, including the fingers. Tanami learned in a Mishnah, Mole Tarva Dedeka, what's this amount? Shomru Yeshnon me ikid as boy, so the mailo me amir hold from the bottom of your fingers where they join your hand to the tip of your fingers. The Chachamim Eloi Chavacham say it's your fist. It's your palm and your fist included. Fist. Bishlam Rabbi Yechim Dami Rabban. Rabbi Yechim followed exactly the bun. Elo Chizki Kiman. Chizki said it's your palm. Like it Amei. Because he says the fingers to the tip. But like it Rabban. Rabban said the entire fist. Amri say Malay pieces Yad. Malay Kishiz Boiz L'mailo Chachiru. We hold that the palm and the fingers are the same shear. I measured by me yesterday and totally it's not. But the other guys measured by them, all of them it is. Yeah. I'll give you another answer. Who told you? Either Papa say, not, I agree with you. Not everybody's fingers are the same length as the palm. But who told you? All it says is from the way the fingers join and onwards. Onward, which direction? You decided onward to the tip of the fingers. Maybe the other way, to your wrist. Who said it goes maybe goes towards the wrist. Teiku, Taker, maybe the question. Now we're doing Monday's Gemara. Dafnun Aleph Amud Aleph. Tanya Rabbanan, very important, we learned, Eizohim Meshi Yeshle Rekev. What is a mace that has a rekev? What's a mace that has a rekev? In other words, this holding of rekev, what kind of mace is it? It has dust. We don't want that in that dust should be mixed any alien foreign materials except the corpse dust. So if it's clothing, it's already no longer rekev. If it's the casket, no longer rekev. So the Gemara says, "Mace shenikved arum, it has to be buried naked, but arum shel shayish in a marble box, oy agabe ritzpo shel avonim or on a stone floor." So there's no other residue, no other dust coming in, mixing in with this rekiv, with this tarvit. Zehu meishi yesh le rekiv. But what happens? Nikved biksus, if he's buried with his clothes on, be arum shel eitz in a wooden casket. On bricks, which also has dust. There's no rekiv, there's no tarvit, because you have other alien material mixed in. Amarula says, Ula, ain rekiv. Another thing about rekiv is a rekiv has to be what? Corpse dust. What? Where does the dust come from? It has to be mixed between the flesh, the bones, and the sinews, the veins. Allah habamin abbasim and agidim and atzamas. Eisver Rava Lula, so Rava asked, Ula. Rekev, it says in the Braise, Rekev haba min habasa toit. If Rekev comes from the flesh, it is toit. Is mashma ha min ha etzim. If it came only from the bone, tome. You said it has to be mixed between everything else, flesh and bones and veins. And it seems the only problem is flesh, but bones alone will be all right. I forgot the lekabasa. That's what it seems. Says the Gemara, who told you to make that diak? Emahachi. This I should read. Rekev haba min habasa toit. Rekev that comes from flesh is toy. Achi yesh etzim bebasa. Rekev that comes from basa is toy. Achi yesh etzim bebasa. So rekev that comes from basa is toy. Until there's mixed in it, not bone alone. Bone together with basa. That's what he meant. Basa on its own doesn't do it, but basa with etzim does. Freddy, your mother, but that's not good enough. You said before, Haleka Gidim. You said you Gidim also, there's no Gidim. What do you tell me, basa and also in Thomas? L'chayni gidim as well. And for the Gemara, e efshel abasad v'latzamais b'la gidim. It's impossible to have flesh and bones if you don't have also veins included. So rekev has to be the entire body. Amar Rab Shmuel b'Rab Mechanan. So when we say alien material doesn't only mean wooden caskets or clothing. So another corpse's dust mixed in with this corpse is already called alien material and it's no good. Amar Rab Shmuel b'Rab Mechanan. Shnei meisim shekovran zeim zeh, two meisim buried alongside each other. Nase galgalin, they become dust zelazeh. They become dust to each other, become alien dust to each other. That's how the Aruch learns. So in other words, they're no good for each other. There are different gesoys of the words galgalim or gangayin or galgilim or whatever. But the Aruch learns, that's how we most of the Shem learn. The Aruch learns that it means it came alien dust. Sorry?
It's vocalized Gilgalim. Chirik, Shvo, Shvo.
No, Gin, but the Nun. Gin, Gilon.
No, here they say Nasu Gilgalim.
That's the second Pirush in the Aruch. The Aruch gives two Pirushim. Either Galgalim or Gilgalim. And Gilgalim means Kutraim, whatever that means. But the first Pirush in the Aruch is Galgalim. and galgul over the like a wheel of a thing of by a mortar, and he says it's like sand coming from somewhere else. Masiv Rav Nosson has a question. It says rekev habomi beis mesim tamei. What are you? It says mefedesh na braisa that the rekim that comes from two mesim mefedesh is metame. Amar Rava says Rava she kovrei zebifne atzmei vezebifne atzmei. We're talking about you bury two together and they both decompose in tandem and therefore you have alien dust there. They're talking about they were buried separately. Each one formed their own corpse dust. Amar kovrei zebifne atzmei atzmei. They hear kivui and they rotted v'amdu amole tarve the rekim and then we combine them. Achleik is Rashi lo reshanim that each corpse. According to Rashi, we didn't need that each corpse should have the full molotov on their own. But according to Rashi, even if each corpse only made a half a molot, but you join the two together, since each one had a chalais of tarvit, just the only thing was lacking was a shear. So then after you mix the two together, aggregate is asr. Taisis and the Rosh and others learn, no, that it was, each one had to have a full shear, so it became a tarvit. But then these little termites and other little insects came and ate up most of it, so therefore you combine the two. If you cut the hair off a person, and you buried him alongside. So you could argue it came from the person, it's not fire material. But because you cut it off, it's considered fire material. Therefore, it becomes like what? Like a fremd, like alien dust, and it's no longer tarvid. Anything that's part of the mace is tummy. Unless he cut off the teeth. His teeth fell out, and that's how Rabbi Yechon walked around, not with the bone of his tenth son, but according to many, the shiny was the tooth. Vasaro here, it's a point of nails. But if they're still connected to the human, kulon tame and they are tame. So what does he clear from here? That when they cut off, they're no longer part of the human person. And what do you call it? They're not metame anymore. So therefore, they're considered alien to the person. So that's why it's no longer tarvid. If that hair was cut off, and then the dust of it mixes here, it's no longer tarvid. Boy Chiske, what about Sari ha'oimid legalech? Hair is about to be cut off. Tzi poidin ha'oimid legaz, nails are about to be cut off, but it wasn't cut off yet. My, mi amrin, do we say kol ha'oimid legaz ki gazadam? It's about to be cut off, as if it's cut off already, and therefore, it ruins the tarvid, and it's no longer metami. Ideal mahash to me a mechubar, or at least say right now, it's the fact is mechubar. Says the Gemara, let's be poached from Rabbi Baba Chana's wording. What did Rabbi Bachana say? If you cut the hair off, it's galglim. You cut the hair off, it's no, it's alien material. Is mashmak clearly if you don't cut the hair off, even though it's ready to be cut off, it's part of the human. What's your question? The nifshalem the Rabbi Baba Chana. Time mushum the gazi cut off. Halloy gazas loy. You're making a diak again, which loved Afka. Hachikama, maybe this is what Rabbi was trying to say. Gaza, if you cut it off, definitely Hareza Galgalim, definitely what is it? Definitely it's alien material that mixes in over here and therefore it's no longer tarvit. Loi God, it didn't cut off, but you should have been cutting off. I don't know. Mibayle. It's a question. So no, you can't make that diak. Boy, Rabbi Yimri has a question. What about Rekiv? Habo mina ekev, rekev that comes from the piata, from the heel. Mao, why should the difference? What part of the body comes from? Because the ekev is dead meat. When you walk, it's very very thick. You don't feel pain. You feel less pain in the ekev because it's dead meat. So maybe rekev doesn't come from there. Rekev has to come from the torso and above, which is the person. So rekev habo mina ekev mahu. I'm just thinking.